It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Fresh Oil. And today we wind up our verse-by-verse teaching on the book of Philippians. And it's been one of my favorite books of the New Testament. I love Paul's writing to Philippians because it's the book of joy. And you know, joy is so important in this life that you and I can walk through life no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what we're facing, we can still walk out the joy of the Lord in our life. The Bible tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength. Paul began this fourth chapter of Philippians by saying, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I'll say it again, rejoice in verse 4. And that's so important that we can rejoice in the Lord. Not in our circumstances, because sometimes life will give you circumstances that are not good. But no matter what comes in my life, nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through God's sovereign hands. So if it gets this far, it comes with a purpose, and God will see me through. Now, Paul, we're going to pick up with verse 10 of Philippians 4, and Paul is basically writing a thank you letter to this church of Philippi, a church he had started, I believe it was 12 years earlier, and he's writing them a thank you letter because they had given him an offering and sustained him and sustained his evangelical ministry, his missions program, and this is what they said. Paul said in verse 10, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked the opportunity." I think that's so neat that Paul has such a love for these people. He's thanking them that they sent this offering, and he realizes that they were always concerned. They just didn't have the opportunity to help him before, but now they do. And then he says in verse 11, "Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am." You know, sometimes in life we will go through times when, you know, all of our needs are met and we just like, wow, we're like on cruise control and everything is going good. And then there's sometimes when we have needs, really important needs, we have to bring to God and say, "God, I need help. I need you to meet this need in my life. I've got a financial concern here and I need your help." And Paul is saying here, I've learned the secret. I've learned this to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. Now, friend, that is so important because a lot of times our circumstances will dictate our attitude, and it shouldn't. Our salvation should dictate our attitude. We should rejoice in the Lord regardless of circumstances. And Paul tells us here, I've actually said to people before, "How are you doing today?" And they reply, "Not bad under the circumstances." And I'm thinking, why are you under the circumstances? That's a terrible place to be. You and I as Christians are called to be above the circumstances. We are called to be content irregardless of the circumstances we find ourselves in. He goes on in verse 12 and he says this, "I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need." Now, it's probably hard for us to relate, thinking, how could the Apostle Paul know what it was like to really struggle financially? You know, this is a great man, a man who was being helped by all these churches. And yet, in Paul's life, there were opportunities for him to trust God. Opportunities where he just didn't have everything he needed, and he had to trust the Lord that God would meet his need and would take care of those. He says, "I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity." Friend, that is so important because we hear a lot about prosperity today, and it's easy to praise God during times of prosperity. It's a little harder when you're going through humble means. It's a little harder when you have to stretch that dollar and make it work in this economy that we've been facing here this year. But I want you to know something today. My God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And this is the context for this next verse that Paul, we've all heard this verse many times, but get the context of it. The Philippians have given to Paul. They've met a need that he had, and he's writing this thank you letter to them. He tells them, I know what it's like to be in times of prosperity, and I know what it's like to have times where I'm just barely getting by. And this is the context for Philippians 4:13, this verse that we often quote. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Or maybe you quote it like this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, friend, it's not just these great things we want to accomplish in life where we quote that verse. Wow, I can do this. I can reach this goal. I can accomplish this in my life. God's talking here. The context of this is the provision in our life. The context here for this verse is our financial situation. And that's what Paul says. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now let's look at verse 14. He goes on and he says, nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. So basically, Paul is telling them, even if you didn't send this offering, my God would still meet my needs. I think it's so important because sometimes we limit our finances to our employer. We think God can only work a certain way to meet our needs. He has to do it this way. But Paul knew God would sustain him. God would provide all of his needs. And he just happened to use the Philippians this time to do it. So he said in verse 14, nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction. Paul was reminding them they were going to be blessed by God for what they did. And God used them to sustain him. He goes on in Philippians 4:15, he says, you yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. Wow, this was a special group of people. Paul had a history with the Philippians. He knew he could count on them, and he's saying, man, there was a time when no one helped me. But just you, Philippians, you shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone are the one that did it. You know, I'm so thankful that my God provides all of our needs. I'm so thankful. You know, I haven't passed a collection plate at Grace Family Church in about 35 years. I just have a box in the back of the church. And yet we were able to pay off $1 million mortgage because God provides all of our needs. Perhaps you've tuned in today and there's a financial need in your life and you're saying, boy, Keith, I'm really struggling in this area. How can I trust God in this area? Friend, you got to know that my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That when you trust in him and you honor the Lord, he will take care of your finances. He will make the money come in and he will provide all that you need. He goes on in verse 16 and he says, for even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs. I love how Paul is expressing this gratitude to the Philippians. So many times in life, I think we just don't take the time to be grateful and to share with the people that have just made an impact in our life and just say, thank you. Thank you for giving to me. Thank you for sharing with me. Because God knows that's so important in our lives to be a grateful people. And then in Philippians 4:17, Paul says this, not that I seek the gift itself, but I seek for the profit which increases to your account. See, he's basically saying, as you give to this ministry, as you give and sow into to Paul's ministry, he's saying, as you give to me, it's going to be a profit that increases to your account, because with the measure we give, so shall it be measured back to us. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now Paul says in Philippians 4:18, he says, but I have received everything in full and have an abundance. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you have sent, a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. See, the Philippian church had this worker in their church named Epaphroditus, and they sent him to Paul, and it was quite the journey he had to make through very dangerous territory. And he actually got sick on the way, and that's why Paul sent Epaphroditus back to them to let the Philippians know he's okay. But he comes and brings them this offering, and Paul says, now I'm amply supplied. It's a fragrant aroma that you sent. It's an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Friend, as you sow into your church or you sow into Christian ministries to keep them going, I want you to know something today. You're really sowing into God. You're giving to God for His kingdom, and God will bless you back. And this is the context of Philippians 4:19, which is such a great verse. It says this, "And my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now, is that amazing or what? That's the context of this verse. They'd given to Paul, they had sacrificed and sowed into his ministry, and now he writes back and says, because of what you've done, my God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. That's important for us to remember, friend. It's because of that law of sowing and reaping. As you give to God, He'll always bless you back. He'll take care of everything that you have need of. That's the God I serve. Now let's wind this up today. Look at Philippians 4 and verse 20. Paul says, "Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you." I love the fact that Paul winds this up and brings this back to the point that it's God who needs to get the glory. That's one thing that God not only deserves, but He requires, is that we give Him the glory. Don't give glory to men. Give glory to God, because He is the one who provides all of our needs and takes care of all the provision and everything that we need in our life. Our God does that. And then He says, closes us out, in Philippians 4, verse 22 and 23, He says, "All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Oh, I find that so refreshing. Here's Paul. He's in a Roman prison, or he's in under house arrest, I think, at this point, and he has guards, and he's had such an impact in his imprisonment that Caesar's household starts getting saved and coming to know Christ. You see, even the bad things that happen in our life, they happen with a purpose and a reason. God put Paul in Rome because there were members of Caesar's household that needed Christ. And Paul would be such a testimony in the middle of his trial that he would win these people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And no doubt Paul had told the members of Caesar's household that he had led to the Lord about this incredible church in Philippi that was sustaining him and meeting all of his needs. I think that's incredible, friend. And now these people send back greetings to the Philippians and say, "Oh, Paul, when you write to the Philippians, make sure you tell them we said hi." And the last thing Paul says to this amazing church that had sustained him and no doubt helped him time and time again, he closes it by saying, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." Now, you hear me talk a lot about grace, because grace literally changed my life. I grew up in church all of my life, and it wasn't until my early 20s, mid-20s, that I began to discover how great God's grace is. It's God's ability in you to do for you what you cannot do yourself. Thank God for grace. He says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." It's been a great time studying the book of Philippians, and thank you for joining me today, my friend. Walk in grace, because God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.